rumble, the night sky where heavy rain was pouring down, a silver-white lightning suddenly crossed, accompanied by a thunderous boom, tearing apart the boundless darkness. Feng Xiaowei opened her eyes with difficulty, her vision had not yet recovered and her head was a little dizzy. "Where am I?" she rubbed her eyes and looked at the scene in front of her. A red lantern illuminated the antique room and allowed her to see herself in the bronze mirror of her dressing. The woman in the mirror, with drunken hazel eyes and cheeks like enchanting peach blossom petals. A well-cut moon-white thousand water dress, wearing her body, as if the white rose on the spring branch, burning in full bloom. "I was obviously saving someone, how did I appear here? And this outfit is not my..." Feng Xiaowei looked at herself in the mirror in shock and muttered. Known as a genius divine doctor, she has been studying medicine under various famous doctors at home and abroad since she was a child, and at a young age she became a tenured honorary professor at a top international medical school. In addition, she had a special identity as the youngest instructor of the Dragon Soul Group in the country of China. She received an SSS-level secret mission to lead a rescue team from the country of China to rescue Dr. Liu, who developed the divine and miraculous powers, abroad. Before Dr. Liu's research results were made public, they were frantically grabbed by major international organizations. He was determined to bring the results back to China, but on his way back to China, he was ambushed and his life was hanging in the balance. Feng Xiaowei's mission was to save Dr. Liu, and only with her medical skills, it was possible to create a miracle. By the way, at that time, although Dr. Liu was out of life-threatening danger, the enemy organization discovered the trail and we were heavily surrounded and in a desperate situation. She remembered Dr. Liu's apologetic gaze at the end and understood that the big explosion at the end was triggered by Dr. Liu to save his research results. He knew that once that thing fell into the wrong hands, the consequences would be unthinkable. "What kind of character am I?" She saved the lives of the dead and injured, but she was pulled to the same death, becoming a real cup of tea. At that time, she had at least 30 ways to get out of the way except for this silly method. "I am now considered a corpse, a fraud." Feng Xiaowei cleared her mind and understood that her former self was definitely dead. So what is the identity of this current self, exactly? As she calmed down to think, some memories naturally sprang up in her mind, allowing her to understand that she had crossed over to this woman with the same name as her. The original owner of this body is, to put it bluntly, a silly white girl who doesn't even know how she was killed. The body is good, the brain is not. "Silly girl, your life is silly death, from now on, I will be smart for you by my sister." She remembered her immediate location, the original owner's good sister Gong Xiaoshen, the restaurant guest room for her birthday celebration. After the feast she felt dizzy, and Gong Xiaoshen helped her rest here. "No, I'm not drunk, but drugged." Feng Xiaowei was not the foolish person she was before, but a genius divine doctor. Whether she was drunk or not, she could naturally tell. "Who drugged you?" She immediately recalled the image at the banquet and quickly got the answer. "It must be her, Gong Xiaoshen." There was a special smell in the wine that Gong Xiaoshen had poured for her earlier, and while the original owner naturally didn't pay much attention to it, she had a heart like a clear mirror. She glanced at the door of the guest room and immediately walked up quickly. Click, she locked the door tightly behind her. She knew that since someone had drugged her, then what must happen next? Knock, knock, knock. The moment she locked the door, anxious knocking sounds came from outside the door, accompanied by Gong Xiaoshen's cry for help. "Sister Xiaowei, open the door quickly." Hearing the shout from outside, Feng Xiaowei did not make a sound, but poked a small hole in the side corner to look out. There were 7 or 8 strong men outside the door, smiling wretchedly, obviously not serious people.